This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 25, written by Ari Leader. Boaz at the Gate, from Ruth 4. Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite as my wife. Like the Good Samaritan in Jesus' parable, Boaz goes out of his way to help. At Bethlehem's gate, where legal decisions are made, Boaz lets the closer relative know of Naomi's situation. The man is ready to do what is right. But when Boaz points out that Ruth is part of the package, the closer relative steps back. He does not want to endanger his own estate. He knows that if Ruth has only one son by him, then that son, as his only heir, will inherit his property. But another family name will be on the deed. Boaz doesn't bat an eye. The elders and people at the gate witness Boaz's costly kindness. This good Israelite will keep his oath, even when it hurts. He will father a child for Mahlon in order to secure his property and name. Thus Boaz risks his own property and name. What generous humility! What a citizen of the kingdom of God! The good Israelite Jesus, born in Bethlehem, did not consider equality with God something to hold on to. So outside Jerusalem, in the presence of all the people and elders, he humbled himself and paid the highest price to fill the emptiness of all who yearn for a Redeemer. Therefore God gave him the name that is above every name, to the glory of God the Father. Will you pray with me? Father God, may we confidently entrust our name and all our property to Jesus Christ, in whose name we have all that we need forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.